Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning to watch my presentation about the European Pinball Championship 2006 in Munich. I will not just show you picture and facts of the EPC, but I will tell you much about the backgrounds and incredible problems and funny things that happened behind the doors, mostly invisible for the spectators. First, some words about my person. And my name is Martin Wiest, nickname is Mr. Star Trek. I am 44 years old, and I live in Munich, in Germany, since 20 years now. I am a Coiland fanatic since I'm being a little child. And I own pinball machines since I was 18 years old. And I am one of the founders of the German Pinball Association and have been in GPA management since 2000, since 2 weeks ago. I retired at that moment. In the past 10 years, I organized many conventions and tournaments in Germany. So we have two conventions every year in Germany where we all the people can meet and play, and we also have a tournament and shops and such. It's not that big like Pinball Expo, of course, and we don't have many prominent people, but at least it's always fun to play. And we have great games and great conditions over there in Germany. Let's start about some facts. So how did things start? It's the next slide. Just press the button, it's not working. Okay. Also, some facts about the time frame. The German Pinball Association was founded in 96. In 2000, then we organized the first thing called German Open Pinball Championship. And we did this every year since then in springtime. And then in 2003, we did the first one in Munich. And after that, I decided I would like to have once a very big show in Munich again. So in December 2004, we decided together with Netherlands and Sweden that we would like to organize from that time European Pinball Championships in Europe. So in 2005, then the first European Pinball Championship called EPC was organized in the Netherlands by the Dutch Pinball Association. We contributed a lot, we discussed about tournament rules and all that stuff. So finally, this was done. Next slide. Okay, the planning schedule about for Munich. We already decided, when we did this in 2005 in the Netherlands, we decided we want to do it in Munich in 2006. So in spring 2005, we fixed dates and location already. It's hard to find a location in Munich. It's very crowded, and these convention halls all over there are quite hard to reserve. They have fixed programs and fixed schedules, so this was kind of a big problem. In summer then, I did personal planning. I asked many people about helping us, so I already fixed that. In autumn 2005, then we paid the location. Finally, this location cost us more than $6,000, so it was quite a big amount of money. And I was really glad that we have the German Pinball Association. We have collected a lot of money during the years, exactly to pre-finance such big events. So that was quite great. And beginning in 2006, then the web pages were set up, and we started announcements that we wanted to do this. And early in 2006, the people already could announce themselves to want to play. And I put several people in charge organizing some of the sub things like tournament and like the cashier. And so I had some people really said, you are in charge of this, please do this. I tried to do everything by myself in 2003, and this was totally nonsense. Yeah, it was crazy. So I was totally dead after that, unfortunately also this time. So then in February, we fixed tournament rules. This was quite a tough discussion, the tournament rules. So we were about 10 people in the German Pinball Association who wanted to talk and to decide with us. So we had a long discussion about the tournament rules. Some wanted to have a knockout systems. Some, like me, did not want to have this. So finally, we decided we don't have a knockout system. So we wanted to have really the best players. That means everybody plays every game, and you are ranked on this game. Finally, first one getting 60 points, next one 59, and so on, and doing this on several games. We really wanted to see which are the best players from Europe. We always think in a knockout system, it's quite too much luck. You just get on a game you don't like, then you are out. So we mixed up the games between early electronics and Stern. There must be a Stern in it, and a Data East game, and a WPC 95. So that was took me some weeks to do really a planning about these games, that it was really best condition and similar conditions in all the groups. So I organized all this already in February, and we also at that moment planned to do a Pinball 2000 tournament. This based on the tournament that was done on the Expo here in 1999. This fantastic tournament was the Pinball 2000 tournaments that several of the Williams people did at home at night and all around the clock just to have this here for the Pinball Expo. And this inspired us very much. And I talked to several people and finally got this Pinball 2000. We found it, fortunately, we found that software. Somebody found it on a CD. So we wrote a lot of additional things into that software, and we planned to do this also in the spring. So in March, I started to collect games from different locations. We had up to 120, nearly up to 120 games during that tournament. So I started collecting these games already in March to have them all together. So in April, the hot phase started, and each evening, each night, I worked for the EPC to phone people to talk all this stuff. So and finally, from April 26th to May 1st, I took a vacation and worked about 18 hours a day for the EPC. Okay, so a little bit about the impression, how it looked like. This is one of the two rooms we had there. This is a thing called Kranhalle. You see how the games were situated there. We even had more than these games in that room later because we got some additional games. So it was for recreation play, this one. Next slide, please. So this one was the tournament. It was my planning for the tournament room. And you see, I made a big mistake. I did not recognize this by planning. There's a big mistake, and I don't know whether you know where the mistake is. Just press the button to see where the mistake is. Next one. Okay, it's a little bit slow. You see, here's the mistake. And this is definitely not okay for so many players situated to, if you have a group of four players on each game, so this does not work out. So it was way too crowded in that row. So the people were really, some people were really aggressive that they could not play in the way they wanted to do it. So this was really a mistake. I regret that I did this. We should have moved some of the games we did not took for tournament out of that. Okay. Some facts you can just press. Also immer drücken, einfach weitermachen. Some more facts before we come to the... So we had about 170 games, even more later, and where 48 of these games were from me. And you see some other deliver 25, 11, 9. So you see some major people bought most of the games, and nearly all of them were in fantastic condition. Okay, the costs were more than $10,000, and the income was about $9,000. So we planned to have to spend some additional money, because our club has the main goal to finance these events. So we would never plan to be really break even. It was just okay for us. So in the staff team, we had more than 50 people for tournament and all this organization and cashier and all this stuff and bring in, bring out techniques and so on. We had more than 50 people and stuff. This was really incredible to get all these people down. We used 11 PCs for beamers and tournament for all the tournaments. Next one. We had about more than 500 visitors at that weekend. And we had over 200 tournament players over there, so that was really a big bunch. So let's start with some of the funny and crazy things. You see this?
Just the vacant lot.
Yes, and unfortunately, this should have been our parking lots over there. And when we came to the EPC 2 weeks before to did some final arrangement, we were totally shocked. This should have been 300 parking lots. This was an empty space for 12 years, and the city of Munich always planned to build a building over there, but they never had got that money. Unfortunately, a week before we go over there, they started to build a building over there. So we were promised to get additional parking lots, but we were never got them. So it was quite a big problem to put the cars over there. And unfortunately, not far away is the red light district in Munich. And so you are not allowed to park at night there. So it's quite hard to find a parking lot. Fortunately, that worked out later, but no weiter. So this was one of the first, this was the smaller problem that came up. And the next problem, we did not know at all that they totally tried to reconstruct a lot of things. So when we get over in there, they were just during construction. They did not tell us before, so we paid so many money in advance. And then they said, oh no, it's everything under construction. And unfortunately, they told us construction should end a day before we got in. And you all know, like, what constructions do. They're normally not really in time. They always get out of time frame. So that's my next thing, some funny thing. You see this kitchen here, we had some rooms to sleep over there. This kitchen is normally used by bands. So when we came over here, it looked different than that. It was totally dirty. The dishwasher was not working. It was filled up with crown caps. You can't imagine a dishwasher with 100 crown caps in between. They were corroded like a big thing and nothing could go in. And no, don't switch. Backside. Okay, no problem. There was a 25 watt bulb in that, a yellow one. So you couldn't see anything. You couldn't clean anything. Yeah. And in the bathroom, the light bulb was stolen by one of the bands, so it was dark out there. And the heating, it was full power heating. We didn't know this. We closed the windows, and coming back in the morning, it was, I don't know how hot it was, incredible hot. The refrigerators were running. So the complete location was totally disorganized at that time. So we the doors of the sleeping rooms, for example, they were missing something to fill in, so they were always moving. When you slept at night, it went over, bum, 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 bum. So it's incredible at that. Okay, so we had a lot of other problems over there. I wrote them all down, but I forget. No, don't switch. You're so, the Swiss guys, it's so, normally they're so slow, but today they're so good. Okay, you see this slide, when we started to bring in the game, so this door looks really funny. Behind this was one of the convention rooms, and this picture, when I checked this picture, I found out when I did this was about 3:35 in the morning, when we finished it that day. So now you can switch. This was in the morning, and unfortunately it was my son's birthday. That day, so my wife was really upset when I came back home about 4 in the morning, and she wanted to have me at breakfast. So then I got to bed to sleep for 2 hours, and she was even more upset that I could get up again and go to the breakfast. She wanted to say, oh my God, you are so bad, you are doing always the pimple stuff, but I got up because I couldn't sleep that too. You know, so many things going in your head, so I couldn't sleep that well. So I got up, no problem, for the breakfast. Next one, please. So, no, sir, this was 2 days, 48 hours before the EPC. We started to bring in all these games and create these games. And you see this guy over there on the ladder, and you see they were still doing construction where we had the gym, they drilled holes in the ceilings and all this stuff. They felt on our games, so this was totally incredible, yeah. So we really did not know whether they could fix it or not and finish the things. Next slide. So you see, Günni is one of the famous collectors in Germany. He has all the early electronic games, all 51. And he, in 2003, we had all of them. And this time we only had half of the early electronics from Bali in this recreation hall. And he put them all on wooden pallets. And we had this hand lift to bring them in. And in 2003, they had a big door where you just could drive in with the truck. So no problem, we thought. Unfortunately, the door looked only like it was still a door. They put a wall in it because they have concerts over there and it was too loud, so they put a wall in it. But we didn't see it because from inside it still looked like a door. And when we started to bring in the games, my God, there's no door any longer. So he had to bring them one by one, and we were so glad it was not raining that day. Because the next day when we finished everything, it was raining cats and dogs, incredible. If it had been that day, if the machines were really, really damaged. Next slide, please. So now the real incredible story goes on. So you see, the machines were already great. These are the machines of the Pinball 2000 tournaments. We had 11, I think, Pinball 2000. So it looks like everything is okay, but it wasn't. Next slide. Next one. So look at this. You know what this is? This gray thing here? It's something which is under the door, and which was some of the things that need to be installed before our things could start. So, you know, in Germany, when you do some kind of reconstruction of some convention hall, then the fire police checks the things again. And this door was in that place since 15 years. I don't know how many years they did already concerts over there. And this time, 1.5 days or a day before our convention, the fire police checked us and say, you are not allowed to do anything, any convention here, if these things are not fixed. So they said, if this wouldn't have been installed, we could have canceled everything. So you can imagine how I feel at that moment. So the people from that convention hall over there called Firewerk, they phoned around Munich to get a company to fix these things. So they had a list of things to be fixed. For example, cables mounted on the walls. You know, cables on the walls. Former times they were mounted on the walls. They said this is not allowed because if fire comes, the cable might fall on the floor and the people so are not able to get out. So they had to drill the holes for the cables and to fix them, all this stuff, to be really in time to our convention. On a Friday noon, some hours before the convention, the fire police people came and say, okay, you are allowed to do a convention about this. You can imagine that I couldn't sleep that night. Next one. So then the machines are up. Look at this picture. I think it's really a funny picture. It looks like these are MIDI models or whatever. And so it's from upstairs. You could look into that building. But these are real Pinball machines. Next slide, please. So I think this is an incredible view of games here. Most of them are the early ballets, but we mixed up also some other games for the. So this is the recreation hall called Kranhalle. Next slide, I have some more pictures of this. This is the flashlight. You see there are some other Williams games also, not only the early ballets, but on the left side you see a lot of these early ballet games. And also here's some games, also mixed it up with some newer ones. Okay. So this is just an hour before the thing started. This is our entrance with watchdog. You see this little watchdog over there? So they were just before the start. Next slide, please. So you see this was the booth of Geiger Automatengewehr. I don't know if somebody of you knows Geiger. And Geiger, they are producing a lot of spare parts in Germany. So they reproduce, for example, they do rubbers, they do plungers and all this stuff. And they are quite reasonable, have quite a reasonable price, cheaper than in the States. And the quality is of most parts is quite good. Next slide.
Mark, what games? I don't recognize those play fields.
These play fields are from his games. You know, this is Hans Geiger. And these are the conversion games he made from early, you could convert early bellies. And Bell and Geiger did conversion on in Germany for these games. And
yes.
So this is Hans Geiger in person. He designed these, or he ordered this, and he's really a pinball geek.
Yeah, they had a seminar at one of the pinball shows on Geiger, somebody gave it.
Ah, okay.
I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Conversions he did.
Yeah, he did some conversions, so using the original ROMs, but looking different with different hardware of that stuff, right? Yeah. He even did a high speed. I unfortunately he did a conversion of high speed too, but this never, I think it was never sold, but you could play it. And on our last convention in autumn, you could play this high speed conversion. And he had some more ideas on pinball. For example, he did a prototype on Terminator where the decline of the play field changed during gameplay. As longer you play, the play field got in the change the angle to get harder for you to play. So he had a lot of funny ideas. This game is still existing. He did it on one Terminator, and it just need to be rebuilt. So one day we bring it to our convention because he told it's really fun to play this when it's getting steeper. So he had a booth over there, and you could buy a lot of things. Next slide. Oops. So now this is the EPC team tournament. We had 10 countries in that team tournament playing each other. This was an open EPC, so we also had an American team over there. So you see this Team USA made two of Team USA meet the team leader of Team Germany, which is drinking beer, I think, which cost them one place at least. The Americans did not drink beer at that moment. They did it later. They stayed in Munich for a week or so and had some more beer. Next slide. So this is the team championship was done on Saturday only, and the best of the team players also qualified for the single finals on Sunday. So on place three, we had Team Germany, and Martin is one of the players. He's over there. Here, third place, very good. So next slide. Place two went to Team USA. They played very well, and they after that tournament, they told me that they're quite glad that they did not win it, because they thought to be European champion as United States, they thought it was not so good. So they thought they were just happy to get the second place, and it was very tough, because the first place went to Hungary, and this is also a funny story. The team from Hungary, they announced them too late. They were already out of that time frame. So we had already the 10 teams fixed, and Hungary announced as 11, so we say you cannot play. And luck for them was that Spain sent us a mail on Sunday that they could not come, so we mailed them up, you can come, you can play. And they were so happy to play. They were never been in Germany, so they don't have much money. I think they slept in their car. I don't know where they did this. So you can imagine they were really happy that they won this, and they really deserved it, because they were really nice guys over there, and especially the small one, you don't see his face. It was an incredible good player. I think they won only because he was so good. Next slide. You see, this is part of Pinball 2000. You see a Pinball 2000 expert working over there. It's Tom Huber. He helped us out with the games. We had so many games over there, so some of them needed some repair work before, and also installation of the card readers and all that stuff. So as Tom was already there, he helped us out. Next slide. So know these guys? Lyman and Tom Huber and Lyman Sheets. They worked not only on Pinball 2000, but they also worked on NBA. They did the linking software for NBA. And after finishing that, they never played a match against each other. So I invited them to play a match on my game. And you see, it was really a tough match. They fought it. And finally, so I never seen this to score to enter a personal number of, I don't know where it was. I never saw that you could activate this menu, that when you finished it playing, you can enter your personal number to be recorded. I've never seen this before. I don't know how Tom enabled that at least, but both of them could enter their number over there. Don't tell you who won. Maybe you see it on the screen. So this is EPC after 3 hours. Everything is gone over, and we were already tired. So Tom helped us out with bringing these games out. So we did not sleep that night nearly. And it was quite funny because everybody was so tired. We were just joking around, and everybody had a quote of a game in his mind. So by bringing out Twilight Zone, he said, quit playing with the clock. And other guy said, why, it's midnight, Funhouse is closing now. So we were so joking, always laughing. That was really funny. So look at me, I'm looking so tired. I don't know why. No sleep. This is Pinball 2008. 8 games in a truck. with the funhouse. Everything. So it's already 10 p.m. and it was 10 p.m. the next day and still many games were waiting. That was incredible. Therefore, I ask you the final question. What needs more fuel per hour after midnight? A truck loaded with pinball machines? Or me driving that truck? I think so, yeah. I don't know how many coke I needed for that, but I was so tired. I wanted to go to my office next day, but after an hour or so, I went home. This was not best.
So, is it going to be a yearly event then?
We will do the European Championship every year now. Next time it's will be done in Sweden. And then we have also already two countries who want to do it in 2008, maybe even Denmark, or also it may be that it will be done by Federico in Italy. It's not quite clear so far. But at least we will plan it to have it every year. And also we have two tournaments still in Germany. We will have a big one next year in spring, which is done in Gelsenkirchen at the horse racing track. This will also be a big one, and hopefully we will have Steve Ritchie over there. He already promised it for this year, but he was so busy. But next year, hopefully his game is completed in spring, and then we will have the chance that he will come over there. So it's always worth to a visit to come to Germany, drink German beer or eat German food. Or
and meet German women. Any other questions, guys?